These are tough times for the nation's airlines. Many of them are still struggling to shake off the effects of the September 11th terrorist attacks and the sharp decline in travel that followed. Now, high fuel prices are undermining the airlines' plans to become profitable again. If oil prices stay where they are, above $40 a barrel, analysts say the industry could lose billions of dollars this year. As a result, some of the major carriers are trying to boost fares. NPR's Jack Spear reports.
Next to labor costs, fuel is the single biggest expense for the airline industry, accounting for 10 to 15% of annual operating costs. And right now, fuel prices seem to be heading just one way, higher. Daryl Jenkins is a visiting professor at Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University and an expert on the airline industry.
Just when we thought things might start getting better and the airlines would start breaking even, what happened is the fuel prices kind of went through the ceiling, adding anywhere from $500 million to more dollars per year in expenses for each of the major airlines.
And some of the major airlines will lose even more. Continental estimates it will pay an additional $700 million for fuel this year. American Airlines says for every 1 cent increase in the cost of fuel, its costs go up by another $30 million.
This is a cost that goes directly to the bottom line.
Severin Bornstein heads the University of California's Energy Institute at Berkeley. He says with jet fuel prices nearly double where they were 5 years ago, some airlines have been able to mitigate the price hikes through what's known as hedging. That's locking in a price for fuel in the future by buying a contract at a specified price. Southwest Airlines currently has 80% of its fuel purchases hedged, but Bornstein says that isn't an option for some of the airlines.
The companies that hedged were able to do that partially because they just had a policy to buy fuel well in advance, and also because they were financially stable enough to do so. Southwest and JetBlue, for instance, are heavily hedged, and some of the airlines, particularly United and US Air, who were going through bankruptcy, were not able to hedge fuel prices before they started shooting up.
As a result, some of the carriers face a harsh choice: raise fares and become potentially less competitive with the low-cost airlines, or do nothing and lose even more money. Michael Boyd is president of the Boyd Group, an aviation consulting firm. He says a number of the airlines are at least talking about increasing fares.
Airlines have got to start making money, and they've cut costs almost everywhere. Now it means they've got to raise fares.
Continental this week announced a $20 to $40 per round-trip fare hike to help offset rising fuel costs. United and American say they will match the increase. Northwest, which has been among the most competitive with the discount airlines, says it will increase fares on selective routes. But there is no guarantee price-sensitive consumers will go along, something airline industry observer Daryl Jenkins says could further solidify the advantage the discounters are enjoying over the old-line carriers right now.
The legacy guys are going to continue to bleed money, and Southwest, JetBlue, all of these other guys are going to continue to make money. JetBlue might not make it in the high double digits, but they'll still be in double digits nonetheless, which is really quite remarkable.
Most analysts agree if fuel prices remain over $40 a barrel for any length of time, the consequences for the industry will be serious. U.S. Airways has already said if it doesn't get additional wage concessions from its workers, it could end up filing for bankruptcy for a second time. Continental has said if it can't pass along some of its higher fuel costs, it too will be forced to seek concessions from employees. If fuel costs stay high for the remainder of the year, analysts say the industry as a whole could post losses of around $5 billion. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.